Thank you, Peter, and thanks to the organizers for allowing me to present our work today. Now, this looks like a very interesting thing. Okay, so the title of my talk, as Peter said, is we implemented a new I Want the Kit, a facelift, really, for the website last August. So I have disclosures. I work with a lot of diagnostic companies doing research for new kits for the market. So we've had I Want the Kit in operation for recruiting participants for quite a while. We started in 2004, and we've tested over 5,500 women and about 2,800 men. It has an educational component and a quiz that we added somewhere through the last few years for doing a self-assessment of whether or not a person is at risk for an STDs. So we did this new facelift for our website last August at the end of the month, and this new website now allows users and participants to obtain their own results using a secure username and password, like if you were ordering an Amazon book, for example. Okay, so this is what the new website looks like. We know that 74% of all Americans use the internet, 59% of Americans look online for health information, and of those who have a computer, 80% look about health information online. So the new components of the website is that it is HIPAA compliant, and it's private, and it allows them to create their own account. And then they can request a vaginal, a penile, and if they say they're having rectal sex, they can also request a rectal kit. They also have to take a little quickie quiz to see if they think they are at risk. We don't get their answers, but we do get their scores. This is a poster that has been presented this week, TP12, if you're interested in more information about that. So the users can look on the website to see if their kit has been mailed out or it's been received or it's in processing or their results are ready. And the website also sends out an email or a text to tell them that their results are ready. Then they're required, of course, to go to the clinic that they selected to be treated. So we've started to monitor treatment just because we were afraid that after they got their results, they wouldn't go and get treated. I'm not discussing, we have a sub-project with Alaska, and I'm not discussing that section today. So from August, end of August, through May 31st, we have had 948 kits ordered, and about 61% received for their vaginal kits. 54% of the female rectal kits have been returned, and of the male penile kits, we've had about 65 come back, and of the rectal kits, 64%. And of these male rectal kits, 10 of them only ordered the rectal kit. So here are our prevalences just for the first 8 months or so of the new website. And then later I'm going to tell you about our evaluation of the first 6 months of the site. But you can see we have some decent prevalences, 7.4 for trich, for example, and also high prevalence of trich in the rectal kits from females, but not in the males. Male penile kits for 6.2 for chlamydia, 0.2 for NG, but of the male rectal kits that has come back, you can see that the prevalence for chlamydia is 11% and almost 6% for gonorrhea. So this site right now is only active in the state of Maryland and in Washington, D.C. So we've had some co-infections also. Of the female vaginal kits, 7% were co-infected, and of the rectal kits, 8.3 were also co-infected. And then of the pairs, so that's the co-infections are two different organisms, and the pairs, meaning that they pair up with the vaginal, same result in the vaginal and the rectal. So we've had 24 dual paired infections, and this has been 54%. So half of the infections have been dual have been positive. Of the males, we have had 8.9% in the penile kits and 16% of co-infections in the male rectal. Then of the pairs, where the penile and the rectal both came in, 12%, which is not much, three of 24, not many kits yet. So, in looking at Google Analytics for the website statistics, we have a range of about 2,884 to 8,317. The last numbers on all of these are the last month, so it's steadily gone up, and I'll show that in another slide. But unique visitors, 2,200 to 7,200 last month. Page views, you can see new visitors, unique visitors started out 2,100, now we're up to 7,000 last month. And returning visitors, people do come back. So I know you can't see this, but I thought it was just very interesting. So here are all of the different analytics that we look at. But you can see that this last one, last month, we had a real high number of people coming to us from mobile phones. So here I sort of pulled that out. And you can see here that starting in September, along the x-axis, you have it's either coming to us on our website from a mobile device, a desktop, or a tablet. And you can see that every month the mobiles have gone up, and pretty much it stayed the same for the desktop. And not too many people are using tablets or having sex. It's probably because they're using their tablets and not having sex. I don't know. So anyway, but we like the idea that young people are coming with their mobile to our website and ordering a kit. So a research question was, let's evaluate it and see, are we doing better, are we doing worse? So we looked at the first 6 months of the new website, September, October, November, December, January, and then we compared it to the same 6 months last year, last season, with the same 6 months to control for Christmas and holidays and schools. So, as I mentioned, we compared the new to the old, and so we got treatment data from both the new and the old. And we looked at Google Analytics and also the demographics and the positivity rate. We used chi-square and t-test and did a logistic regression. So this is the old website shown in the first column and the new website shown in the second column. So the kits returned 61%. This is overall for the old website, and 65. So we're doing a little better. That was good. We didn't lose return. When we first started this website in 2004, we got about 37% of the kits back. So we've gained some credibility, and now we're getting more and more returned. So the age has been a little younger. We have still about half and half for males and females, and our positive results have been overall 9.9 during that season for the old website, and the new website 13.2. Not statistically different, but higher. And then treatment adherence, we had 80% last year when we used to either ask them to call us or we called them if they didn't call us to give them their results. It was very labor intensive, and that was one of the reasons for the new website, is that we could have them go online in a secure fashion and just get their own results. So treatment adherence, we started out, I think in the abstract it was 90%, but 88% now of the people are going and getting treatment after they get their results. So you can see here for every increase, this is a multi-level logistic regression. And because some people came more than once, we had to do a mixed effect model with clustering. So statistically significant was age. So every 1 year increase in the age was protective. Being a female, it was the reference, and so they had more that was associated, not associated with a statistical difference. African American was also significant, and the risk quiz, where they had to actually take this little six quiz question They said, are you younger than 25? Do you use condoms? Have you had more than one partner at a time? It was very simple, 1, 2, 3, 6 little clicks on the website. And we did see a significant increase for every year or for every point in the risk quiz. It went from 1 to 10. And so for every year increase, the risk quiz, so high risk was 10, low risk was 1. For every year increase, it was significantly associated with being positive. And as I mentioned, that poster T12, I think, is showing that. So that's all. We had some limitations. We're biased to a result that uses the internet. And we would like to do further work, and we think that some of the new website users didn't go to the actual clinic that they wanted to, but they went to other clinics, but when we called them, they did go and get treated. So we think the website is functioning well, and we're pleased. So thank you very much. I'd like to thank all my co-authors.